and welcome back to the Emma's Diary podcast. I'm Amy and I am back with my two wonderful friends, Jenny and Sarah. And in this episode, we are going to be talking all about our postnatal bodies. So obviously when you have a baby, when you're pregnant even, your body changes to an almost unrecognisable thing. And especially once you've had the baby, a lot of people think that your body just pings back to what it was before. And for probably 9 out of 10 people, that's not the way it goes. And it can be really hard to learn to love your postnatal body. So we are just gonna chat about what we think about our bodies. So, I mean, just to give you a bit of an idea about myself. So I've just turned 30. Oh God. just turned 30. Sarah's giving me really big heaves right now. Sarah's 10 years older than me. But I've just turned 30. I've just turned 30. And before I fell pregnant with my first baby, my eldest is 4 years old. Before I fell pregnant with him, I was probably a size 14 on top and a size 12 on bottom. I've always had boobs. I've always been curvy. I've never been stick thin. But I was really confident in my body. I'd wear bikinis on holiday. You know, I was really confident. Fell pregnant. Thought I would be like everybody else that I saw in the world. I would have a baby and then the baby would come out and I'd be back to my size 14 top and size 12 bottom. And that was not what happened. My weight fluctuated and ballooned, and then I fell pregnant with my second, 3 years later, and I had probably got myself back down to the smallest I'd been for a while. Had my second, who's now 10 months old, and now I'm at a stage where when I had my first, I felt like I had pressure to get back to where I was. But this time round, I'm just embracing my postnatal body. You know, I don't know if 10 months on it would class as a postnatal body, but even after I'd had my youngest, like a few weeks after I'd had him, I was still embracing it. You know, I thought, yeah, I might have the mummy apron that kind of sags over the front of your knickers, and I might have boobs that if I don't wear like scaffolding reinforced bras that go down to my belly button. But I love it. My body grew two children. You know, my boobs fed one of those children because he decided he was going to breastfeed. Why should I put pressure on myself to get my body back to where it was? Why shouldn't I just love what I've got?
And why does it need to go back?
Exactly.
Because actually you
I don't need to get pregnant again. Events. I don't need to woo my husband anymore. I've had my children now.
Or maybe.
Why does it need to go back?
Or maybe you're even more sexy now because you've had two babies.
Maybe. I think it's down to perception, isn't it? I mean, when you do have a baby, those, especially your first, your body feels alien to you, doesn't it? And for me anyway, after I had my first, I didn't recognise my body anymore because there were so many things that changed that I didn't expect to change, like stretch marks. I suddenly had all these stretch marks that I thought when the baby came, they would go, but they don't go. You know, for me, they didn't. They stayed. And I still, to this day, 4 years after I had my first, have the remnants of those stretch marks on them, and they used to really bother me. Like, they used to really, I wouldn't want to wear a bikini, I would never want to show them off. But now, I see them as like my tiger stripes, and I'm like, yeah, these are like my war wounds. These gave me my babies. And it can be so hard when the baby's first here because you do want yourself to feel amazing, but you've just had a baby. I think it's being kind to yourself, isn't it?
Definitely, and that on itself.
Yeah, exactly.
To be able to carry a baby for so long, and then to have, well, just a body to show that you have as well. That's just a miracle, isn't it, really?
Mm. Definitely, and I think we were talking about this the other day, and I think some of the things that people don't tell you about is not only have you got a brand new baby, you're probably having the worst period you've ever had in your life.
Oh my God.
So you're feeling pretty poop.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, your body being amazing, you've just produced this baby, you're probably bleeding really, really heavily.
You probably feel like you've been hit by a bus. That's the thing that shocked me.
Yeah. Using towels that go from your belly button up halfway up your back that you've never seen before.
Like adult diapers.
One thing that really shocked me with my first, my boobs became cuboids. Did anyone else have that? Literally, they became square.
Oh my gosh, I tell you what, there was once I went to get into the shower and where my boobs were so rock solid, they were like fake boobs. They were just solidly stuck onto me. Yeah. And I was like, what are these? And they just didn't move.
I remember that.
But
that's like day five when your milk comes in, isn't it?
Gosh.
It's around day five, and I remember getting in the shower and I've got quite large boobs anyway, and they were just like melons. Like, it's crazy. Like, now I'm just grabbing them, trying to remember what it was like. But yeah, you're so true. It's so strange, isn't it?
I'll always remember the very first time when my milk came through and how sore my boobs were. And I remember getting into the shower, and I remember stripping off before getting into the bathroom and I went to get a towel at the airing cupboard. And then I remember I was wet. Like, why is my belly wet? And then the next minute I looked down and then realised my boobs were dripping. Yes. So I was then obviously cupping them because I wasn't dripping milk all over the floor. And then I thought, how do I like sort myself out? I was bleeding from one end.
Milk coming out of another.
It was just a sight.
Were you crying at the same time as well, thanks to the
luckily
hormones?
Luckily not.
I think what you were saying about not knowing the things that happen after you have a baby, like you're told that you're going to bleed. When you go to all these antenatal things, you're told you're going to bleed. You're told you might ache a little bit. You're told you're going to be sad and you're going to be teary because of the hormones. But people don't tell you that you are going to feel like you have literally been hit by a bus. I remember after having my first, my arms ached. Mm. And I was like, why? Why do my arms ache? I haven't done anything. Like, I ached all over, but it was my husband that said, you've got to realise that when you're pushing, you're tensing every muscle up as you're pushing out. And it was only when I thought about that I thought to myself, oh God, that's why I feel like I've been hit by a bus. And you talk about the bleeding. When I had my second, I mean, even when it's your second, there are still things that shock you with your body. I remember I'd had the general bleeding that you get after you've had a baby. It is really heavy. They say that the after pains are stronger on your second, which I thought was true. I was definitely had stronger pain the second time round. I remember at one point I passed a clot that was like the size of a small mouse. Oh. I think I actually might have sent a picture
you
to
you. You did.
That's one tip I'll give you. If you're gonna have a baby, get friends that you can text really gross pictures to. I've texted these girls pictures of blood clots, pictures of nappies and poo. All sorts. Get friends
everything
that you can send really graphic pictures to.
We also return that favour.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But I passed like this massive clot, and I remember thinking, oh my God, is this normal? Is this right? And it was completely normal. But there is so much that people don't tell you about what happens to your body. Like, as you said, the milk that just flows out of you, like, water half the time. And there are so many things that change. And I think one of the biggest things about postpartum bodies that people talk about a little bit, but it's not really spoken about too much, and I know you've had things with this, is about hair loss. Hair loss can affect people. People think you have a baby, yes, you might keep a bit of weight on, you know, all this stuff, but people don't understand about hair loss that you get.
No, I lost a lot of hair. So my hair's quite long anyway, and I have the normal daily amounts of hair loss. But after having a baby, due to my hormones, I lose a lot of hair. Mm. To the point where I wash my hair and the whole plug is clogged up with my hair. It's scary how much hair comes out. Mm. But I've done it twice. Both times have been exactly the same. And I'm not bald yet, so it's okay.
No, you've still got a luscious hair.
So it's okay. But yeah, it's all due to your hormones, but nobody tells you that. So when it first starts coming out, luckily for me, my sister-in-law's older and they've got children, so I could ask them and my mum and everybody else that's already got older children about their experiences as well. And luckily it was normal. But that did fade away after what? It calmed down about 9 months to a year. That's when it started calming
down. I think
that's
what happens, isn't it? Your body just feels alien to you because it's doing all these things and you're like, hang on. Is this normal? Is this right? Is this meant to happen? How do I deal with this? And I remember with my first, I had a couple of stitches, only like two or three stitches, so minimal compared to what you had, Jenny.
Yeah,
I had two or three stitches. And I remember going to the toilet and thinking, okay, I've been told that I need to go to the toilet. I need to go to the toilet, but my body doesn't know how to do this. My brain is thinking, you've got stitches, don't start pushing because you're going to hurt yourself. But my body's going, hang on, you need to have a poo. You need to go to the toilet. And it's really alien because your body is telling you one thing and your head's telling you another thing. And it's so hard to work out. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but it's so hard to work out how you have a poo after you have a baby.
Oh my gosh.
It's so difficult.
It feels so different, doesn't it?
It does. Everything feels different, I think. And yeah. I think the best tip I ever had, somebody told me to get a sanitary pad. Get a sanitary pad, hold that against your stitches, and then go to the toilet, because then you're kind of protecting your stitches. You feel a little bit more secure as well. And that was what I was told, and it worked in the end. But it's just alien.
Warm wet flannel for having a wee.
You can also get these bottles that are like sports bottles that you can squirt at yourself.
Oh really?
Oh, I've used a good old modern jug.
Yeah.
needed to go to the toilet. This is after being checked by the doctors and everything. And I remember her saying to me, there's a bidet in the toilet, just straddle it. And I was like, what?
What? Why?
She was like, straddle it, I'll come in with you. So I was like, okay. And I remember thinking to myself, I don't think I need a wee. She was like, you do. So I did. And she came in and she turned on the tap and it was really nice. She turned it on to warm. And then she was like, right, just hose yourself. And I remember thinking, what is she talking about? Yeah. But oh my gosh, after that, every single time I went to the toilet, I just had a warm jug of water. Mm. And as I weed, I just poured it down and then it just diluted my wee, so it made it not sting.
When after I'd had my second, my midwife was so lovely, I went for a shower and she was like, have a wee in the shower. She went, trust me, just have a wee in the shower. I was like, really? My husband's like repulsed. And, but it was so much better because, as you said, it just dilutes it and it just takes away that stinginess. But I think that there is just so much that people don't tell you about what happens to your body. And all of those things, so the hair loss, you know, the stitches, trying to wee, having leaky boobs, all those things, they can make you feel that your body's not yours anymore.
Yeah, and also it's like your experience is completely individual to you, because in a weird way, with my first, I didn't have stinging when I had a wee. I felt a bit odd doing the first poo, but I didn't have any stinging at all. I had internal stitches, so I should imagine that helped.
Yeah.
Only a few, nothing like you, Jen. But so I was almost waiting, I was anticipating that big
moment. It was worse than actually doing it.
It was fine, it was absolutely fine. Also with my first, my bleeding was minimal. It was like the last couple of days of your period and I was done.
Nice.
And I was worried that that wasn't normal. So I had it the other way around almost with my first. With my second, I learnt my lesson, it was fine. But with my first, I didn't have any of that. Also, talking about different, you know, things being different, with mine and Amy's second, we both breastfed.
Yeah.
Jen is the queen of breastfeeding.
Yeah.
So we were all breastfeeding at the same time at one point, and it was really interesting, kind of sat in a soft play, comparing boobs like you do, talking about nipples.
Your poor husband was there, wasn't he?
Oh, he's kind of used to it, it's fine. But it was really interesting that all three of us had totally different experiences of how our nipples have changed, and also your flow, because I was wearing breast pads, you wore breast pads for
definitely
a bit.
I did.
You never ever had to.
No, and we had, I think the discussion we were talking about was around nipples, because I had to use nipple shields because my nipples just aren't big enough. But I thought my nipples were normal as such. I didn't realise that people had like big nipples until I saw Jen and Sarah's. And then I was like,
oh.
So that's why my baby can't latch on, because my nipple's not that big. My
and
nipple's like an M&M compared to your ones.
And nothing to do with your boob size, because I'm sure you won't mind me saying you've got the biggest boobs.
I have massive boobs, but do you need tiny nipples?
Tiny nipples.
My nipples have never gone back to how they used to be, so they're always out.
See,
they just never go in now. They're just always out. It's really annoying.
Mine didn't change at all. It's really odd. And I think that's talking about breastfeeding and how, I think as well, with your postnatal body, it can feel alien because it feels like it's not yours anymore because you dedicate it to your child.
Yeah.
So everything about your life kind of becomes that child. Your boobs become that child, you know.
Mm.
They're feeding from you all the time. And I think even when they get older, I mean, I've had it recently where my 10-month-old is just constantly clawing at me, climbing at me, needing to be. I'm sure if my youngest could crawl back inside of me, he would. Like, nothing is ever close enough for him at the moment. And it can be just exhausting. Mm. I think there's a phrase people say about being touched out and how that can have an impact on your relationship as well with your partner and your husband, because you feel touched out. You don't want to be touched anymore because you're too touched out from the kids, because they're just constantly pouring at you, breastfeeding, trying to, you know, get literally inside you like my current little one is. And it has a massive impact on your body and the way you feel about yourself.
Definitely. Something I found really impacted me after my second pregnancy was how hot I was. I mean, it was really hot.
Like sexy hot. Kind of hot.
No. Oh, no. I wish it had been sexy hot. It was not. It was temperature hot. And we had a really hot summer as well. But just, I felt like, because I am older than the other girls, and I really did think for a while that I might be going through early menopause, because I was just sweating.
And I had night that. Time.
Yeah, the night sweats. Oh, yeah.
It was dreadful.
I didn't experience that the first time around. Second time round, Jen's looking at us like we're talking French.
I'm yet to experience it. Yeah. I've not experienced it yet.
I would wake up in the night literally just drenched in sweat. Yeah. Like an abnormal amount of sweat. Like you expect to be a little bit sweaty in the middle of the night.
Like, I was thinking how I wet myself.
Yeah.
I was like,
really?
That wet. That wet. It was dreadful.
And I didn't really want to talk about it because it feels quite embarrassing. Mm. But it's interesting because I think that's why a lot of people don't know about the way that you feel about your postnatal body, because a lot of it's embarrassing. Mm. And you don't want to talk about how constipated you are and how bloated you are and how your boobs are leaking milk while you're standing there out of the shower bleeding and crying at the same time. People don't want to talk about it because people think that they should have this baby and then suddenly, ping, snap back to what they were before.
It doesn't work out like that, does
no,
it?
No, like not at
your
all.
Body. I remember I was, after I had my first, and I remember my head thinking one thing and my body doing a totally different thing. So after I had him, I was in the hospital, and the ward that I was on, there was a toilet at the end, but the day that I was allowed out, so the day after I had him, the toilet was out of order. They were fixing it. So I had to walk down the corridor. Oh my gosh, walking down the corridor, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, you just had a baby. So I remember waddling down. And then I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I really need to go. And I feel like I'm holding it in. Am I holding it in? And I remember making it to the toilet just in time. Didn't think anything of it. I came home and I think I was doing some washing up probably the same day or the day after. And I remember thinking, I really need a wee. Mm-hmm. So I thought, well, I'll just quickly run this water. I've done it loads of times. I've held it in. I needed a wee. I'll run the water and then I'll go for a wee. Well, it was wet down my leg. So I'm like, okay, luckily my sink is next to my back door. And I remember literally opening the door and jumping out the back door, asking my husband to go and get me some towels. And he's like, you're in the kitchen. Like, what are you doing? And I was like, I've just had a bit of an accident. And my brain was telling me I'm holding it in. My body felt like it was holding it in.
And do you know
but
what?
Internally, it really wasn't.
You didn't talk to us about that until a couple of months ago, I think. You kind of kept that to yourself, didn't you? Because I guess it's something that you don't want to talk about because it's such a taboo thing as such. You know, you don't want to tell all your friends that you wet yourself while you're washing up, but it is so normal for people
really
to do stuff like that.
I did exactly the same with my doorstep, trying to get
last
a key
week.
In the door last week.
Because you're old, Sam.
Because you're doing it for me.
But yeah, I think what we're basically saying with this is that everybody's body is so different and everyone goes through different experiences. And your postnatal body, it might feel alien for a while, but eventually you will learn to love it. If you don't learn to love it, then go find your friends, go find your family and talk to them, because they will help you learn to love your new self. It's not going to go straight back to what it was. Ultimately, for 9 months, you grew a baby, you birthed that baby, you have brought life into this world, regardless of how you've done it, pushed it out, gone out the sunroof, regardless, you have brought a baby into this world. So your body is going to change. So just don't pressure yourself. Talk to people about things, because you'd be surprised what other people have gone through, as you've just heard from this conversation that we have had. But thank you so much for listening. I really hope you've enjoyed this episode of Emma's podcast, and hope to have you join in for the next episode. Thanks very much for listening.
Bye.